am very sorry. I am very sorry.
For months before we lay down, it kept going off. It kept going on like blips and glory traces, subversive inklings of a way. The way your tact and gags and libidinal gravity seemed seamless in your body. I loved the sense of yes you moved around in. To me it meant, like a dare and I got scared, the world didn't have to lose its tang. That deep departed hunch of a life abounding, that's still for real. There's plain brown joy on the hoof. And then we laid me down and got to know it. From Riffs by Dennis Lee. Good evening. It's Wednesday, around 6 o'clock. My name is JC Peters, and you're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is your Canadian writing show. On the show, I like to play recordings of poetry and spoken word events that I've been to, or interviews with various people, things like that. So it's always a bit of a surprise what we've got going down right here in Audio Text for the next half an hour or so. Today I have a bit of a mixed bag for you, but before we get around to the actual poetry recordings, and also later on returning back to some more of what you just heard before that little musical interlude, which is from Dennis Lee's book Riffs of Love Poems. But before we get to that, listings, things going on around the city. Very important to know, tonight, this is Wednesday, August 19th, I am going to be featuring at the Spilia Speak and Sing. It's an event that happens every first and third Wednesday night at the Cottage Bistro on Main and 29th, hosted by Spilius. And it's an open mic, and there's always a feature. And tonight, it's me, yours truly, Julie Peters. So if you want to see what my poetry sounds like, please do come down and check that out. I'd love to see you all there. I'll be selling CDs and stuff and, you know, help a sister out. Starving poet and all that. Happening tomorrow night, Thursday night, Al Mader, also known as the Minimalist Jug Band, is going to be having a CD release party at Café Montmartre. So also performing at this event will be Rodney DeCrew, Petunia, R.C. Wislowski, and Fernando Regrero, some of those people you've heard on this show before. So if you like them, you can hear a bit more of that stuff as well. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday, August 20th. Montmartre Café is at Main and 27th Street. It's pay what you can, and that's going to start around 8:30. This Saturday is August 22nd, and the Summer Dream Literary Arts Festival is happening right now. It goes on from the 19th to the 29th, and this particular event is going to be from noon to about 7 p.m., and there's going to be a lot of different stuff going on, including musicians, poetry, stuff like that. It's going to be at the Lumberman's Arch in Stanley Park, and a couple of featured poets are, again, Al Mader and Jack McCarthy, so that should be a good one to check out as well. There's a poetry slam this Monday, just like every Monday. This particular week, it's the Cracker Jack Lip Smacker Youth Poetry Slam, and is going to be featuring the Youth Slam team. And if you've never been to a Youth Poetry Slam, it's amazing. It's surprising. It's inspiring. The youth poets in this city are absolutely incredible. They will blow you away. So that'll definitely be a really good night to check out if you want to hear some poetry on Monday. So again, that's at Café du Soleil, sliding scale, $5 to $10, and that's at Commercial Drive-In 5th. Also, I wanted to mention, happening next Wednesday at the Anza Club, Brendan McLeod is going to be having a CD release. I have his CD here, and we're going to be listening to a little bit of what's on there, just as a sampler. So that's going to be happening at the Anza Club, which is Ontario and 8th. And I really recommend, you may have heard some of Brendan McLeod's stuff on this show before as well. And the stuff on the CD is really great. I listened to it yesterday, and literally, I laughed and cried and pondered. And there aren't that many CDs out there that can make you do that, that can be sort of funny and intelligent, and also kind of heartbreaking at the same time. So it's a really good CD. It should be a really great event. As always, the Anza Club is always a fun place to hang out at. And again, you know, support your local artists, man. Like, we're starving poets, and you got to support the local talent. So go and check that out next Wednesday at the Anza Club. So setting us off on today's show is going to be indeed Brendan McLeod from his CD, which is called Little Troubles. It's live recordings from various places around Vancouver, and the name of this track is Animals Seeking Attention.
There was a bat once that piggybacked into orbit on the external fuel tank of the Space Shuttle Discovery. No one knows why it did this, but I doubt the coincidence in it happening at the outset of spring, which is mating season for bats. You see, if we were bats, and it was mating season, I can see you taking the drastic step of hurling yourself into another atmosphere just to avoid me. And I can imagine myself sneaking out of the Space Shuttle, thinking that if I brought you back something romantic, like a piece of the moon, you would stop avoiding me. But instead, I just, like, burn and die. Either way, it makes sense to me that the bat would be on the space shuttle, and it makes sense that either way, we don't make out. Because we don't make out. Yesterday, there was the most amazing Labrador retriever on television. He'd figured out that if he broke the lock on the kitchen cabinet, dragged cereal out of a bottom shelf, opened the box, took the cereal bag out of that box, and brought it into the backyard, he could scatter the cereal flakes along the grass, and the birds would come to eat them, and he would get to chase the birds away. Which is a brilliant, unique, somewhat elaborate, perfectly executed plan of no small cunning carried out in order to perform this completely carnal, intuitive activity void of any inherent meaning, and I was like, that dog is totally me trying to make out with you. The only thing that stops this metaphor from being totally accurate is the fact that making out is not all that meaningless. Actually, it's a historical fact that if you do not make out with anyone, you become a big loser. For instance, Handel never made out with anyone. And yes, he wrote some great operas, but he also once got in a fistfight over who should play the harpsichord in one of his compositions. The answer is, who cares? Go make out with someone. John Harvey Kellogg also never made out with anyone. He invented the most boring food in the world, cornflakes. Nikola Tesla never made out with anyone. He invented the death ray. This is all true. In light of all this, I don't know why you wouldn't want to make out with me, if only for the utility of the act. Maybe you're worried about what making out leads to, sex, and what sex leads to, chlamydia. Well, I don't have chlamydia, and even if I did, it only lasts a few weeks and doesn't even cause blindness anymore. My friend got it once in his eye, and he still went out to parties, everyone wanted to touch it. That actually made him more cool. Plus, recent studies reveal chlamydia shares a common ancestor with modern flora and retains unusual genetic and physiological foliage-like traits. So really, getting chlamydia is just like taking care of a plant for a few weeks. Or maybe you're worried about even more impractical matters. I know you know about that guy in China, the one who kissed his girlfriend with such force it resulted in a reduction of the pressure in her mouth, causing an imbalance in the air pressure between her inner ears, which pulled her eardrum out and caused it to break down, leaving her deaf for 2 months. You actually pointed that story out to me, with your hands on your hips as if to say, "You see?" Like everyone in the world was making out like a bunch of idiots. Like I normally kissed you like a birthday candle or an air mattress I was trying to blow up so people could sit on your body at the beach. I don't want people to sit on you. I care about you. I care about you so much I started to worry that you're worried that I'm a bad kisser, which makes me worry that I am a bad kisser, and how could I know? I've never made out with myself, and actually, the only person in the entire world I could never theoretically make out with is me, which leads to stupid philosophical tangents like, how can I really know myself? I mean, can conscious experience actually arise from an outside world endowed with nothing but electrochemical properties? Or is my self-concept simply an evolutionary artifact modeling my own unconscious process to other people and applying it through time under the assumption of personal persistence? Or is there no relationship between the non-material mind and external material bodies, bequeathing solipsism its perennial position as logical possibility in the face of a fractured splintered self composed of constantly changing elements with little lack of overall cohesion, and oh my god, I'm alone in the world and I might not even exist. Yeah. But you can't fool me, I do exist. And I know that. And that fact right there, Missy, makes me pretty darn special. Because on the entire planet, only apes, bottlenose dolphins, and elephants are the only animals said to be self-aware, and out of these, only apes actually make out face to face. Don't you see? It's just us and the apes. We're the only ones who just get to make out. We don't have to give everything up. We don't have to sacrifice. We just get to do it. Do you know what some animals do for the sake of reproduction? After female camel spiders mate, they burrow their eggs in the ground and guard them with such vigilance that they refuse to eat until each of their eggs have hatched, so that in order to avoid starving to death, they have to fatten up prior to mating by eating 100 flies. Camel spiders are 5 centimeters tall. You're 165 centimeters tall, exactly 35 times the size of a camel spider, meaning that if you were a camel spider, you'd have to eat 3,500 flies after mating with me. But since you're not a camel spider, you don't eat any flies. So really, why are you still sitting there, like, sizing me up, like, is he worth it? If by worth it you mean lowering your blood pressure, protecting you from strokes, easing stress, burning calories, boosting cardiovascular health, hell, the oxytocin released after sexual excitement actually heals wounds. Making out makes you a superhero. It's like being Wolverine. Haven't you ever noticed that someone chops off your finger, you go, you make out with someone, you come back, boom, new finger. Listen, I do not want to invent cornflakes or death rays. I do not want to fist fight over the harpsichord. I do not want to be a Labrador retriever moronically barking at birds or hitchhike like a lovelorn bat on the back of a spaceship. I just want to be healthy, enjoy my life, and have my bones regenerate at an incredible uber-human pace. So for the love of God, when I tap at your window next time, make out with me. Please. I'll pay you. $5. $10. Will anyone please make it? Okay. I'm done.
Free Geek and CITR 101.9 FM bring you Computer Club, Friday, August 21st, midnight until late at the Woods, 2nd in Ontario. With DJs Jules Andre Brown, Brad Winter, and Swaption, Ubuntu Systems, and visuals by Jeff Vincent. Come early before it runs out. Party starts at 12.
So again, just before that little break, that was Brendan McLeod reading from his brand new CD, Little Troubles Live, and he's going to be releasing that CD at a big party at the Anza Club next Wednesday, so make sure you go and check that out. As for the rest of the show, this past Friday, I had the pleasure of going to see a poetry reading event called The Line Has Shattered. It was based on sort of bringing back the ideas of the 1963 Vancouver Poetry Conference. So it was this landmark conference where there were a lot of people there who were really important poets and all kinds of stuff. And so the Kootenay School of Writing put on kind of a retrospective of that and had a panel discussion and a bunch of poetry readings with some big heavies in the poetry, Canadian poetry world, Vancouver poetry world. So I got to see some of these people read and I got recordings of it, which is great because you guys get to hear it too. So the first piece I'm going to read from that is by Lionel Kearns. I really like this piece. I can't really tell you why. There's something kind of funny and honest about it, I think. And it's called Containment.
So this poem is called Containment. It's a concrete poem. Well, at least on the page, it looks like a hot air balloon. And that is part of what the poem is dealing with. Containment. Why am I and not you? That is not an empty question. It has content. Like my body, which contains atoms, molecules, cells, organs, all wrapped up in a skin package, decorated with hair and wrinkles. Is there room in there for me among pulsing arteries and bulging intestines, pipes filled with blood, tubes of excrement? Help! It's dark in here and dank. There must be some better place to hang out. I wish to relocate. How did I get into this mess? I'm asking for advice, though I'm not sure who you are or how you got here. Did you just slip in? Are you a volunteer? What are your qualifications? Are you another homeless and hapless wayfaring stranger unsure of her whereabouts? Now listen, sister. This is an emergency. I need an expert in content management, someone who understands the ins and outs of good sausage design and the physical properties of inflatables. What gives rise to hot air balloons? What are the advantages of hydrogen over helium? My own gas is far from inert. It hurts. I have to burp. It's embarrassing. Excuse me. I can't hold it. Visions of crashing to earth in flames like a stricken zeppelin. The passengers, will any of you escape with your lives? Questions for the coroner. Meanwhile, these lines are expanding rapidly, filling up with words. Soon, they'll contain multitudes like Walt Whitman's, running across the page and hanging down. Too many things to mention. No discipline, no orderly definition or sense of decorum, no means to justify their ends. Oh, poet, swallow your tongues and contain yourself. You, who am I? Who is you? Who is he? Who is she? Who are they? Who are we? Us, them, her, him, you, me.
So that was Lionel Kearns, and up next I'm going to play a few pieces by George Bowring, who is, I think, in his 70s, and he's a pretty amazing and hilarious guy.
So this poem is called Containment.
Here's my translation of Basho that everybody does, that one poem that everybody translates, using the original title, Furu Ikeya. Brown old pond, the cow falls in, a big kerplop. I like summer. I like summer so much, the way the tiniest rock gets a shadow behind it. The kind of shadow that makes Mars photographs so interesting. The rocks and shadows you never thought of when you were a boy, imagining a voyage to Mars or other planets you preferred, because the general run of boys your age were Mars fans, the way they were Roy Rogers fans, so you were a Gene Autry fan, and a Red Sox fan, because they knew no better than to favor the New York Yankees. And that continues so that now, young women visiting from Japan wear pink hats with white New York Yankees insignia, and their boyfriends have their hair dyed blonde. But that doesn't really work, because Japanese hair seems to go orange when you dye it, which is fashion, isn't it? You have to hand it to someone who makes an asset out of what looks like a drawback. Hence, the invention of Scrapple, which I tasted for the first time at the Florida Avenue Grill in Washington, having always wondered what Charlie Parker and Diz were talking about that winter's night in 1947. That was good, too. Colored clothes. All the blue jackets climb the hill of Trimble Street, gray pants of some sort under them, making me wonder how my childhood stacked up against Western literature, how comfortable the chairs were in our house compared with what you could expect along the Atlantic coast. But you could not expect ever to get there unless you grew up and into a government job. Fat people don't mind you seeing them in black swimsuits alongside the pool, or whether there are any dogs about, as long as they are small and ornamental. The paperbacks they leave on their deck chairs are thick but worthless, at least in my estimation, about which I long ago got used to in difference from all the adults in the house. Nothing brings out envy like a good hat. The red and white checked one that Coach James was wearing at the gym last week, where the team we favor lost rather badly and was the main topic of conversation among the parents. A long way down a rutted farm road in Saskatchewan, it is nigh impossible to discern what color pickup Mr. Farmer is backing. Early afternoon, when I sit on my bed to begin dressing, I wonder for a second what color my underwear will be this day, and then I open the drawer. The radio might be on, and if it is, it might be filling the bedroom with Schumann's Third. This part of life is just as good as some, and the food is certainly better. And now I am, I remember, wearing green. This is dedicated to my friend Colin Brown. It's called called You Can Be Poisoned. That's not... You can be poisoned by ground beef, even while remembering the lovely cheeseburger you had at the party in David's backyard, E. coli, because there was a hurry at the barbecue, or the clubhouse Hawaiian burger at the South Slope golf course, where the grass is greener than the illustration on the egg curtain cartons, greener because there are finely mixed chemicals slipping down between the grass roots, lunches for little kids next door affected by science. You can be poisoned by groundwater.
When you think of English literature, do you think of pop songs played on an accordion in the middle of a park? When you think of Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, do you think of bloodthirsty mercenaries, pot-smoking bohemians, and murderous punk rockers? You do? Perfect!
Itsu Productions is proud to present The Road to Canterbury, a modern bastardization of the Canterbury Tales. Check out the show August 7th to 21st at 7 p.m., playing in a great outdoors at Queen Elizabeth Park. For more information, check out itsuzoo.org.
Carrie, darling, Carrie when I cried. If I can't marry Carrie Brown, believe I'd rather die.
You have wandered into the folk oasis. Welcome to it.
Stop the world and let me on.
You are indeed listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I've been trying to keep my mouth shut, baby. I've been trying to change my dark ways, maybe.
Yes, 8 to 10 p.m. every Wednesday night. It's me, Val, hosting 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
I went downstairs to hear the sound. Broken, lean, and singing song and
I. Folk Oasis.
I love that ad for the Road to Canterbury. That I had to read that stuff when I was doing my degree in English literature, and I just couldn't get behind it, you know? I mean, Geoffrey Chaucer, he is a funny guy, but it wasn't really quite up my alley. The poems that you hear on the show are more up my alley, so hopefully you agree with me. Speaking of poetry that's up my alley, I'm going to be reading a little bit more from Dennis Lee's collection of love poems, Riffs. Dennis Lee is... He was writing a lot in the 60s and 70s, and he's still writing a lot. He was nominated for a Governor General's Award earlier this year, and he remains a really incredible poet. I definitely have a bit of a poet crush on him. He's a huge influence on me. I think he has a lot of fun with words and just a really interesting perspective. I've read some of his stuff on the show before, but I can't resist coming back to it every now and then because it's such a pleasure to read out loud, among other things. I'm sure it's a pleasure to hear as well. So this is sort of a collection of short poems about a love affair. And again, the title of the book is Riffs, and it's published by Brick Books. So if you like it, go ahead and go grab it somewhere. So I'll just be reading some excerpts from that. So I'll cook some thump and witness, raise a bumper car in the dictionary, make up a real-life us at play in the garden of words, remember? Not that we were good enough, but there was this new and yes, foreknown astonishment. Somehow we were being actively permitted to live in our skins. Those perfect conversations with their lazy clarity uncoiling, skin still homing to skin, confederate across a room full of chatter, and fit of a life to a lifetime, sedulous, incredulous, and okay downright smug as we basked around the block, two nerds in a blurt of summer. Doesn't anybody know? We asked not about us, about acres of luminous storefronts, camouflaged as storefronts, the sky and drag as sky, as blue as itself, and free for the taking, all dirt and secrets of newly indigenous earth. Plus our non-stop gut-bucket grins. Heaven con carne. Hot potato mama, got you in my mouth all night. Absentee lady, land of living, I could pay my rent all year and still owe dues. Some kind of stunts and wonders, hocus focus, hot cross nerve ends. Come on, nice lady. We ain't got all lifetime. Indefatigably adored one, please to appear on the sheet right now, called up by succulent shrink-wrapped, wholly refundable me. Eerie articulations of love space, delicate angles, arousal. Will I trace this deft a space upon your body? Would you be here? Well, AC DC tray divide. I'm a guy with a fine-eyed, wide lady freckles too, and squirms when she feels good. I feel so good just doing all shucks tricks, and she's sophisticated. Hey, honey, it sizzles. Come closer. Want to see your eyeballs roll. Want to tell you things. Don't like it? Just don't come in here, you hear? Capo and fret, the comical flesh arrangements flexed by what rare air, what gifted melody trace. One thing weird is, blowing high-wire struts of bebop belonging for lady in her moves, don't talk this way, patrician dancer, nobody's trick, and has calm and yes, an olden chastity in whose pleasure is classic and breathes. 6 weeks of plonk and longing, riffs of rendezvous with you. I'm here to coin new nerve ends, fashion an icon habitation, name of be when my reason for being is snatched away, while you think some things through. Oh, babe, when you come home, there'll be mountains of hot patootie. Bow ties and ice cream could be a big parade. And speeches, ah, honey, the speeches will curl your ego. Talking about lady of riffs and back rubs, my lady of nowhere, said the damsel of Cro-Magnon and the life we're gonna lead. Big changes, chérie, big decisions when you come home. Hello? Yes, it's me. No, there's no problem. I just want to change your life. So, look, if you're free tonight, could you live with me? Come quick and we'll install wet dreams in Arcady. Little Donner and Vixen will rearrange the continental mindset as Fallout and Dandruff. And oh, by the way, could you please be my baby tonight? So that was an excerpt from Dennis Lee's book of love poetry, Riffs. Again, we have very rapidly come to the close of another half hour here on Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is JC Peters. I have a website, jcpeters.ca. You can download archived podcasts of this show there. You can do the same thing at citr.ca. If you have any questions, comments, anything that you want to request that I read, for example, or go and see or talk about on the show, you can always email me at audiotechcitr@gmail.com. And I'm going to leave you with one more piece from Brennan McLeod's CD. That CD release is happening next Wednesday at the Anza Club, and this track is called All This Trouble.
This trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. All this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. The infirm all alone by the window in their beds, the fears that are real and the doubts just in our heads, straining to remember when we've forgotten what was said. All our problems always chasing the life partner who will never wear the ring, the song that you cherish but the notes too high to sing, the child on the playground pushed too far up in the swing. All our problems always like the black sheep excluded from the proud parent's will, the tanker and the ice flow and the upcoming spill, the fatigue in the bones and the heart growing still. All our problems always. When all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. Yeah, all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. A horse with a rider, more in love with the saloon, the moderate mother finding drugs in her kid's room, the boy with an empty string that once was the balloon. All our problems always. The poor with how to get by, the rich with what to do, the sports teams picked and the unfortunate few, our memories now photos piled in old boxes of shoes. All our problems always. Like the present that you hate, but you know you must display, living for tomorrow when you've only got today, and the sadness in your belly that just will not go away. Yeah, all our problems always, but all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. Yeah, all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. And business without cities, cities without space, space without its visitors, and people without place, and place without bodies, and bodies without grace. Yeah, all our problems always. People jumping into pools when the water's just waist deep. The idle city dwellers who can't see the stars to sleep. The rage that leads to riots, tires burning in the street. Yeah, all our problems always. It is the softness of our skins against the sharp edge of a knife. The regiments of day versus the pleasures of the night. The certainty of death and the passion for this life. All our problems always. But all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. Yeah, all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. Yeah, all this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. All this trouble in the world, let it come, let it come. Well, thank you guys for hanging around with us.
Yeah.